Log Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Okay, I think they ready.
Monster is radio.
Alright, y'all, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. Monstrous Radio Live. It's Friday Night Live. Well, you know what it is. We try to help y'all get ready for the weekend. Let's see, we got our own personal fashion tips. We got the weather. We got who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got a lot of things for you guys tonight. Got some hot new music. Whether it's indie or major, it will be a surprise to you. And you're going to have to figure it out. I'm just saying, I'm just going to spin them, and you're going to have to figure out who's indie and who's major. So, hey, let's go over here and say what's up to, I don't know, because she wants to redo the whole intro to the show. So maybe y'all can help us out with that. Miss Unbelievable, she thinks we should change it around a little bit, because, yeah, we're just going to leave it at that. How are you doing tonight, Mama?
Are we going to redo the intro because you are not the only host. I mean, you have the sexiest co-host in the world. I'm just saying, in the freaking world. So you got to add us ladies up on that. You know, they need to hear our voice. They need to hear us getting sexy on there. So, yes, we need your help because, yes, it's got to be done. But she doing good. I had a marvelous, marvelous day. Marvelous. And when I say marvelous, I mean marvelous.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up. Glad to hear it. You know what I mean? My day was monstrous as usual. So, all right, we'll get into those type of things as we go along. Let's see, just to let it marinate, what are some of the things that we got that we're going to touch on tonight on who's pumping who and who's getting fat? As I get some of this new music together.
Oh, I'm pushing buttons, my bad. Hold on. Hello?
Hello. We still got
hello?
You.
Oh, okay.
We still
okay,
got
my bad. I was like, I heard some little numbers in my ears. I was like, wait a minute, that ain't mine.
No. I didn't hang up on you. You still
there? Who are you? You be hanging up on folks. So I got some. Remember, I was talking about the game last night. We got some more game updating. We got something about some erectile dysfunctional drug. What happened? We got some Lauryn Hill, and we got some Nicki Minaj. Yes.
Oh. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to see what they're talking about, okay? I want to see about this new drug they got. I think they might, look, I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm just going to go, I'm just going to stop. We're going to get into some more new music. Yeah.
Yeah. And we got some, you know, did you give them up? What else we doing tonight? What else we doing tonight? We got some weather,
see, like
right?
I said, yeah, we got some weather. We got the little personal fashion tips. You know, who knows what we could do? We live. There's
okay.
no script to this. Who knows
That's
what
no
can
script.
Happen?
Ooh,
right
wait.
On a Friday night. Who knows what can happen? So, all right, y'all. Here's some more new music for y'all. This is some more. I'm liking this new little album. So, hey, here's some more 40 Water. Y'all know I'm at E40. Check it out. This right here is him, G. Perco. Perico and Vince Staples. It's called Ain't Talking About Nothing. And this is what we usually do when we go in on the other networks when they try to be a talk radio, and we just bust out and be like, y'all ain't talking about nothing, and then we let this right here run in the background. You did.
You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about
nothing. They ain't talking about shit. They talking bullshit. Put the rifle to your lips, longer than the pool stick. Walk down on my target, empty out the cartridge. Talking all that nonsense, turned his body to a carcass. My little niggas heartless, they push the line the hardest. Open the sucker up, just like a can of Starkist. Niggas don't give a fuck, and they are not my artists. Line a nigga up, but they are not no barbers. The black man, I wanna see the black man having chicken. The one man is influenced by the gram, so she's tripping. The other man be running it up, big money, he be tricking. My left hand be arguing with my right hand when I'm whipping. Choppers under the couches, and the kitchen drawers and cabinets. And the broken down public houses, where nerds don't get no passes. Got a glue trap for the masses, and a shovel for you snakes. What I say behind your back, I say it for your face.
You ain't talking about nothing, you ain't talking about nothing, you ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing, you ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing, you ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing, you ain't talking about nothing.
Be quiet. Nigga, stop talking so much, start sliding. I'm deaf to the bullshit, bullshit. Niggas talking bullshit. Cali nigga with a effing in and a full clip. Rich Crip, rich gangbanger. Still in the hood, $1 million later. Still in the hood, after all the times they raided. Fucked around and ended up number one on my generation. Woke up to a view of the city. 650, 550, bitch, come and ride with me. I got choices, can't hear you niggas' voices. Can't stop a ghetto nigga that's focused. Bitch, I'm explosive. Nigga, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the nigga you been trying to fuck with. Ain't got time for niggas running their mouths. If you ain't talking about shit, I'm out.
You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing.
What you saying? What you know about me? Real stuck down, yeah. P2 fangers. Still who banging? Yeah. Blue line station. Shoot I my patient free. Fuck the enemy, tell him come and get at me. Weird. Brown bandana dub chipping with the cheese. Tell my stack it up, flip it, then I flee. Bad bitch choosing up, hold you know the feet. Yeah. Everybody wanna be somebody to they ribs. Yeah. Niggas wanna trip, yeah, pull up with a stick. Yeah. Pull up with a stick, pull up with a stick. Yeah. Sipping out the lip, now you shitting out the hip. Ow, you ain't walking around bus, you ain't talking about nothing. No, nah. I don't need a shout, stone nigga. I'm coming on a couple skinny niggas from Vallejo, thugging with the Draco, hunters in the payroll.
You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio, online radio with the roar.
First you get the money.
Hot new music.
Then you get the power. Respect. Hoes come last.
Oh my God, Ronnie.
Get it. Yeah, Miss Unbelievable. DJ E-Monster. Friday Night Live with the roar.
Open up the safe, bitches got a lot to say. Pussy in your face, that'll put you in your place.
Boom.
Seven letters on the plate, fuck you when I break.
Bitch.
I got cars, I got bags, I got real estate. Full plate, I ain't come to play. I got big fish money, he gon' bite the bait.
Yeah. Can you drop it down, make that ass talk to me?
Keep that energy, gone up the Hennessy.
Ass.
I need my bag quickly. Separate 6 degrees. Bitches think they know me. Sex pistol sip vicious with you when it's horny. Hit me on my cash app, check it in the morning.
Cash.
In this bitch shining, dressed in designer. She could get
grimy.
And it's perfect timing. Gym with the tonic. Bella Hadid, homie could get it. Ass.
Ass rules everything around me. Deep in that pussy, yeah, I'm drowning. A shark in the water, how you found me? Best gift from around me.
I'm a dog,
I go hunting like a bounty.
Ooh.
Yeah, make my own rules. Tattoos on her ass, she do nice pool. Welcome to the Players Club, Ice Cube. Diamonds might make the news. Bitch, that's Photoshop like rappers with the auto-tune. Your checks is not approved. RM52 and the skull waterproof. Niggas talk a lot of booth till they outside the booth. My niggas like Golden State inbound, pull up and shoot.
Cash,
Monstrous Radio. Online radio with the roar. So, all right, I got some more new music. This right here is for all you little youngins out there. Some new Playboi Carti preaching Nicki Minaj. Because this is what we going to do tonight. We going to pull up and watch you ladies poke it out. Monstrous Radio. We going to hold our lines right after this.
Poke it out. Poke it out. Poke it out. New watch. Ice watch. Check it out. Check it out. New Glock. My Glock, poke it out, poke it out, get out, get out, join up, join up, baby, baby, poke it out, 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 baby, baby, F A, baby, baby, F A. Walking that bitch and I walk it out. Walking that bitch with a 30 out. She walking that bitch with a penny now. Ballin' these niggas like pity now. Tell the little bitch to come see me now. All of these bitches won't see me now. Fuck that little bitch with the titties out. I know you see me on the TV now. Cardi be looking like being up. I'ma go fuck in the bin. House in the hip. All of my bitches they get it. Poppin' a pill. Then I go get it.
That's what.
Whoa, whoa, baby, poke it out, whoa. Poke it out, poke it out, whoa. Baby, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out, baddie, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out, new watch, ice watch, check it out, check it out, new Glock, my Glock, poke it out, poke it out, get out, get out, join up, join up, baby, baby, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out.
Playboi Carti. All of these niggas want to do me now. Son of these hoes, I guess, do me out. All of my niggas on Hammer Time. Walking that bitch with the Tulia. Walking that bitch with the Tulia. Killers and robbers at Julia. Walking that bitch with my boobies out. White beat the tone like Natalie and Briglia. You know that I stay with them great lines. And bitches' careers cut them break lines. You gon' be an episode of Dateline. And end up on the cover of LA Time. Fuck, I just heard through the grapevine. These little musty bitches thinking they could take mine. You bitches' chances looking slimmer than my waistline. Man, that shit been over since playtime. Watch flooded hoe, I can't even FaceTime. You bitches gotta FaceTime for them hate crimes. Playboi hit me on my FaceTime. For the best feature out the Big Apple since FaceTime.
Whoa,
Baby, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out. Baby, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out. Baddie, poke it out, poke it out, poke it out. New watch, ice watch, check it out, check it out. New Glock, my Glock, poke it out, poke it out.
Yeah, if you got a pokey, poke it out.
I got to listen to that song High. I'm just going to put it out there. I just got the song High because that was a boring-ass shit song. Like, I was like, when is it going to be over? Like, this is some bullshit. Like, I didn't even move. It didn't even touch my spirit. It didn't touch my soul. It didn't even touch my doggone ears. I'm just saying that. I don't. What was that? Like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. What was that? I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, damn. That's
continue.
How you feel. That's Playboi Carti and Nicki Minaj. That's one of them tracks that the youngins they go crazy for. Yeah.
Why? I'm sorry.
All right. So while we're over here throwing some shade, why don't we go ahead and get into this Monsters Radio weather report. And, hey, believe me, people, if you believe the same thing that she does, all you got to do is hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com and just say how you feel about that song. And if you like a song as well, that's how the artists around here, that's how they get more spins, they get more plays. You either call in and request it, or you can email in and request an artist song. So if you have an artist that you know that submitted their music, just every now and then send us an email. Say, hey, I'd like to hear this on this night. You know what I mean? And we'll make it work. But what we got for the weather, the Monsters Radio weather, and hopefully people were hitting your spot and your spot's monstrous. What we got tonight for the monstrous weather?
All right. I like to start. We're going to start in Kansas City, Missouri. They're at 81. Los Angeles, sitting real nice. They're at 75. Phoenix, I'm telling you, I need to go visit them right now. They're sitting at 83. San Juan, ooh, I know this is beautiful. San Juan at 78. I know that's nice. Dallas is at 88. New York is at 63. Atlanta's at 80. Paris is, you know, this night, oh my gosh, 56. London is at night. They're sitting at 54. And Minneapolis is sitting at 49. I mean, that is some Friday Night Live weather all around. So if you want us to name your city, let us know. And we will name your city on my Around the World Miss Unbelievable staff.
And I just want to say to those of you in San Juan, those of you in New York, obviously in Paris and London, because like she said, we know it's nighttime over there. Everybody else that she said, I'm hanging up on your ass right now. Anybody in the 80s
Whoa.
Or above, I'm hanging up on your ass right now. It's too warm
for
y'all to
it's
be sitting
warm.
Over there. Yeah. I'm throwing my own. I'm taking the shade away. You dig? I'm cutting down the whole tree. No shade. There's no shade. No, if I'm cold, we all cold. Hell.
You know what? I like this winter. I mean, I like the fall weather. So to me, this isn't that cold. So I'm okay with not being with the 80s right now because I like the fall. I like how you dress in the fall. I like how you can get down in the fall. I like how you just do everything in the fall. Like, it's just, man, there's something about the fall that just turns me on. Like, seriously.
Okay. So I mean, look, let me just stop. So, okay.
No,
okay,
go ahead.
I'm trying to get
this song
to
Lowe. Let's entertain that thought. What was it? Come on. What was that thought?
I don't even remember.
such a hater. Y'all going to need to tell him when he got a thought, say it. You know, just say it. Come on. You know, peer pressure with me. Say it, E. Say it. Say it, E, because it ain't loading up. That song ain't loading up because he wants you to say it. Say it, E. Just say it.
It's starting. It's a new track. You know that song, Lil Duval? I'm living my best life.
Yes, that's my song. I love that song. I'm living my best life. Ain't got time for you niggas. I'm living my best. Yes, are you gonna play that? Oh my God, yes. Set it off.
No, you got me all hyped. No.
Oh, we gonna do the smoking weed? I'm smarter. I'm something. I know he was smoking weed through the whole thing, and I'd be like, hey. No, you doing that one?
I got too happy. I'm living a good life.
Okay.
That's the one. Will you always see him? Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but he got another one. Or is it connected? I thought he had another
one. Let's see.
Smile. He got a song called Smile. Yeah.
Oh, then that ain't it. Well, check it out. This song right here, this is called All These. It's Bay Bay featuring Zero and Lil Duval. Monsters.
I'm excited, y'all. We love you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome y'all to a happy place. Brought to you by Bay Bay.
Baby, the ambassador, partner.
Zero and me. Ever smoke nothing but OG. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my drug fantasy. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I would smoke you. You're at the top of my list, that's why I be choking on you. I still remember in the day when I was scared to smoke you. Now I spend my day dreaming, planning when I'm gonna roll you. Must have known that I had bread and I would keep on spending. That's when you called me up and told me that that pack was back in. All these drugs, 1,000 ounces of good is never too much. I just don't wanna stop all these drugs. Never too much. Woke up today, pulled up a muddy cup to get me started. I called you up, ain't no more drink, so now I'm broken hearted. Hung up the phone, I need an ace, this drink is so demanding. Called up the other plug, he told me that his flight was landing. I gotta go and work and hustle for another dollar. This is what I'm drinking, I'm not even bothered. Oil is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. They discontinued activists, but guess what, I'm still sipping. I love this pain. And I love this drain. I love this pain. And I love this drain. Stop all these drugs.
Okay. Y'all know the part coming up. We all gonna sing it. Get ready. Oh, it didn't come. My bad. Was that the song you were talking about?
No.
Said no. Okay, okay. Oh, hell, that's right. That's right. So it's about time for our who's bumping who, who's getting fat, also known as our gossip lifestyle. So, I mean, what we got going on tonight before the weekend starts, because ain't no telling what can happen over the weekend. Oh, my goodness. But what we got tonight?
All right, so the U.S., we talked about the game yesterday, and, you know, there's a warrant out for his arrest for ignoring a $7.1 million sex assault judgment.
Noise, right?
The U.S., yeah, the game is up for the game. The U.S. Marshals are posed to arrest the West Coast rapper Friday night during a concert, Bossup revealed. The game, whose real name is J.C.O.N. Taylor, was supposed to appear in federal court Friday to Illinois to answer why he hasn't turned over his financial information to Priscilla Rainey, who won a $7.1 million suit for him sexually assaulting her while on a reality show called The Game. April 14, J.C.O.N. Terrell, a.k.a. The Game, The Game at Sprayground, Sun, Palisades, but he didn't turn up. Judge ordered arrest. The U.S. Marshals are to pick him up at his show Friday. They obtained records. Rainey has complained that The Game is repeatedly dodging him, and he's dodging the courts, and the feds want to pick him up real quick. So arrest, lawsuits, and they coming after him. So get ready.
Okay, let me see. What time is it in L.A.? It's probably like 6:27,
maybe.
So
it's going down in Oregon. It's in Oregon.
Oh, in Oregon, okay.
So what is he doing in Oregon? I don't know.
Well, didn't you just say he's doing a show?
Yeah, but, you know, if you know that you wanted by the police, you still out going somewhere. You ain't going to
right,
hang
right,
over.
Right.
I'm just
Oregon.
Saying.
Oregon, y'all better be paying attention.
So you want to go to the whitest state in America? Okay. You sure that's a great idea? You want them white boys grabbing you on up. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Man, I'd rather get better than Chicago. Homeboy, you got me? You got my back? Instead of them little...
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Okay. Because I was like, damn. There ain't no damn brothers out there at all. Come on. But I see what you're saying. Okay. You want to be a robbed motherfucker that's already dodging the police.
Yeah. Or got my same color, my skin tone. Because, see, they may not roughhouse me as much as them little country hick people. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but there's got to be some brothers out there. You know, brothers is everywhere. I mean, there's got to be some brothers out in Oregon. I mean, how many tickets could they have sold to actually bring them out there? Well, who knows? Because hey.
Because, you know, white folks like, you know, black folks better than our own black folks. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. So, all of it?
Yeah. Was that for it?
Yep.
All right. So a man drank too much of an erectile dysfunction drug. It tinted his vision red. A man consumed so much of a popular erectile dysfunctional drug, it tinted his vision red, researchers at Mount Sinai study has said. The study, which examines erectile dysfunction drugs and their impact on vision, is based on a case of a 31-year-old patient who visited an urgent care complaining of a red tint vision that failed to go away after 2 days. The study was published in the peer-reviewed journal Retinal Cases. The patient said he took a liquid dose of Cetaphil citrate, an ingredient in drugs like Viagra. The patient purchased the medicine over the internet, said said the study. Doctors determined he took more than the recommended dose, which caused persistent retinal toxicity. The patient's condition didn't improve after doctors tried several treatments, the study said. So the people live by the philosophy that is little bit is good, it's good, a lot is better, said Richard Rosen, a director of retinal services at New York's Eye and Ear Information on Mount Sinai. And lead investigators of the case in a statement, study shows how dangerous a large dose of a commonly used medication can be. Normal doses of the drug are known to cause a disturbance in vision, researchers said, but these symptoms typically go away within 24 hours. Researchers warn this particular case shows too much of erectile dysfunctional drugs could lead to long-time vision problems. Our findings should help doctors become more aware of the potential cellular changes in patients who might use the drug excessively so they can better educate parents about the risks of using too much, said Rosen. So watch when you use erectile dysfunction drugs.
What? Damn. That's all I can say. Damn. With a crash at the ass of it. You said, the doctor said he had an erectile toxicity, his vision. I mean, fellas, are you listening to what they're saying? Are they actually saying our eyes are connected to our, I mean, no, they're just saying it wasn't a toxic from the chemical. Yeah, okay, that had to be it. That's got to, I mean, that would explain a lot. Because, you know, when we see something we like, I mean, hey, it affects that. It is what it is. I'm just saying, let's keep it 100. It affects that. We see a booty. It works like that, but that's not the case. Obviously, that's not the case. No. They're just saying from the chemical that he's taking, correct, that that's where the toxicity came from.
Yeah, he took too much. He took too much. So you got to be careful, you know, taking your drugs. But then, you know, there's always, you know, that fine line where they say, well, you take drugs and it could have the warning signs. He didn't pay attention to the warning signs, so he kept going. But all things, you know, are connected.
You know what? The whole messed up part about it was they didn't say nothing about him having an erection more than 4 hours. I mean, damn. I mean, what was you trying to do? Drink it like a Pepsi, homie? I mean, what the fuck? That's not a damn. That's a, what the fuck was you thinking? I mean, how much did he actually drink? I mean, how hard was you really trying to get?
Right. Who was he trying to hit? Like, who was he trying to oppress with that long-lasting erection? I mean, I don't know what I would do. I'd be like, well, damn, it's still going. Well, damn, what you drink? Well, damn, we about to do it again? Well, damn, where can I sign you up all the time? See, that's you know what I'm saying? But then now he don't have it because it caused him vision problems, so now he's useless. Like, you're not worth anything. Like, go somewhere.
Right. I mean, damn, that's who they should be interviewing. They need to be interviewing her. They need to be asking, what the fuck's going on? I mean, come on. What the fuck is really going on? Yeah. See, now this would have been the perfect time. I'm just saying, I'm not going to play it, but I'm just saying, this would have been the perfect
time. Oh, no, play that. Play it. Come on, play it. Trust your gut. Trust your gut. Play it. Trust your gut.
Mm-mm.
Trust your gut. Come on, play it, player. Come on, player. Trust your gut. Yes. Yes.
You know what he was trying to do? No. We're going to finish with the, who's bumble, who's getting bad.
Oh, no, you better keep playing that. Keep playing that. I ain't even going to talk about it. You better keep playing.
All right.
Because we about to go deep in that song.
We gonna come back right after this. Monsters Radio Live.
What a problem. I'm gonna keep on reaching. So much love to give. So won't you come and get it? Bring your body. I'm just yearning. Got the candles burning. Baby, I'm determined.
Oh, yeah.
Let me go downtown. Damn, I wanna have it. Lick around and pat it. Your kidneys say it's habit. You know I'm gonna answer your request. I'ma work it with finesse. Till the morning, let me go deep, 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 deep. I wanna break you down all night.
Break you down, girl.
Deep, 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 deep.
Oh yeah.
Let me make your body quiver just right.
Just right.
Over my shoulders, ride you the roller coaster.
Ooh, you're so wet.
That just made me more excited. Girl, you get my fire lighted. Since you tried it, I'm gonna shock you.
Let me go
deep,
baby.
I'm gonna break you down.
That's what he was trying to do
bring
with that
back.
Drink. But all right, what else we got?
Bring it back, Tosh, bring it back. Cardi B accused Nicki Minaj of trying to mess with her money, pointing to that as one of the reasons behind their infamous New York run-in. But now Cardi is helping to make her reported rival some cash. Minaj is selling merchandise inscribed with the words Nicki, stop my bag, a nod to Cardi B's quote after September 7th incident. The phrase rephrases to attempt to stop someone from making money, the opposite of slang phrase securing the bag. The rapper was seen leaving New York's Fashion Week at an annual Harper's Bazaar Icons party with some attendees documented Cardi B yelling, throwing a shoe and being restrained while attempting to charge Minaj. Nicki will be making the T-shirts, backpacks, jacket, Stop My Bag on her Instagram account, Nicki Stop My Bag. After the altercation, Minaj lashed out at Cardi B on the Beach First Queens radio show. She's like, I'm going to take this all the way to the bank.
Wait, so you say who's making the closing line?
Nicki Minaj. And it's Nicki Minaj launches merchandise line based on Cardi B's set of securing the bag. That's what, you know, what people says, but she's saying Nicki stop my bag. So that's what she's putting on the bag shirt. Nicki stop my bag. I mean petty. I mean, it's petty because, you know, it's like how many people wants to stop your bag? Like, that's telling a hater, you can't stop this money train. Like, it's so good. Like, I wish I would have thought of it. I mean, it's just amazing. I like that. I mean, it's so petty that the petty person in you was like, bravo, bravo, strong Jay, bravo.
Oh, my goodness.
The petty is rolling up like, yes, hunty, yes, good job. But, you know.
And you know what? I'm going to keep it 100. This is one cat fight I just want to watch. I just want to watch. I want to see what happens. I'm waiting to see when the shirts come off, when they start ripping each other's clothes off, everything, whatever, because that's what this is starting to turn into. It's just a pure cat fight, but it's entertaining. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I hope at the end of the day they become friends. But right now, oh, wow. Okay. She took it there. Now I can't wait to see what Cardi come back with.
So right.
What you think going to happen? You think she's going to take the high road or you think she's going to come back with something?
She's going to try to come back with something, but I'm telling you, you can't. That one's priceless for me. You can't come back with that one. That one's a good one.
Right. So, all right,
so that's
look
all
that.
Of who's bumping who, who's getting fat. That's all I got. So what we talking about next?
Okay, all right. So up next, let's see, what do we got? So I guess, let's see, we can go out here. I didn't even think of none for me. Ooh. Did you think of any fashion tips that we can give out for people? Hello.
Of course, I always have some, so let me think.
Even though it's kind of difficult because all the weather is so damn bipolar. It's super cold over here, and it's warm over there. I mean, damn, how do you put something together? How do you ensemble like that? Well, I'll help you out with Paris and London, seeing that y'all is in a cooler night. It's nighttime. It's like 2:30 in the morning. You're probably already home from the club, or you're just getting home, or you're getting ready for you're at home already in the bed. Just lay there butt naked and spoon. That's all I got for you. Just lay butt naked and spoon. You can even lay butt naked if you're by yourself. It doesn't matter. Spoon your own self. I'm just saying, hello, get you a pillow, have a, you know. So, that's my little thing. If you're somewhere, in Paris or London, there you go. Hopefully that marks you a little bit of time there. It's unbelievable.
Yes. So I'm wearing some thigh-high boots. Yes. With a jersey T-shirt with a little saying on it that's real petty, I'm cute, or level up, be on my gang with the little hood, you know, I'm coming out like that, you know, put me a little some socks that go all the way up, you know, underneath the thigh boots, so you get that little thigh piece, but your legs are still warm. But it meets you right, like you can't see each other, so all you see is the skin. And when you bend over just a little bit, you see a little shorts you got to wear underneath there because you're warm now. You know, long sleeve, long little brim, put a little hat on, little hip hop-ish kind of vibe tonight. Yes.
Okay.
I'll put on my boots.
Okay.
My little short boots. Nice little pair of jeans. Cute little sexy shirt with a nice little leather jacket on, or a little petticoat jacket or something cute. You know, throw a little brim on. You know, little brim. My little big earrings. You know, and step out. And if I'm trying to be casual, I put me on a pair of little riding pants, little riding boots, little scarf, little cute little jacket, little crop jacket with the little slits, you know, and a little cute shirt. Just saying, keeping it slick and sexy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, she did
that.
Well,
now, I do got a question, though. Now, on them boots.
Mm-hmm.
Are them boots going to be laced up to be tight around your legs, or is them boots going to be a little loose?
No loose boots. No loose boots. No loose boots around the ankles. No loose boots around where it slide down a little bit and you got that little slushy part. Nah, we ain't talking about loose boots. We talk about those boots that is sucking your leg like... And it's just like getting every definition. Yeah, you know, if you ain't got enough leg, please don't be loose boots all the way from the top to the bottom. That just don't stay. They slide down. They don't even go past your knee. They don't even stay up because you ain't got enough you ain't got enough thickness in your legs to hold them bad boys up. Please, just don't do it. That is, that's like curveball, strikeout. 3, 4, 5. I know they're cute, but if you ain't got enough thigh, leg, you know I'm talking about calf. If you ain't got enough to fuck it up to keep it there, just say no. Just say no. Even a smaller size ain't gonna help you. Just say no. Just pass. You know, go to that store that has the medium, the large. You know, because they have boots that you know come in. Small, narrow, you know, wide. Try that stove. I'm just saying. You can't get off everything off of Pandora or wherever we wish or all them places and think that that wish is going to come true on your boots. I'm just saying. Be very, very, very careful.
You can order boots on Pandora now?
I'm just saying I couldn't remember what that one was. It was that it's that one shoe place where you can order, like you can be like a group. I can't remember what the name of the shoe place is, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can order boots off of Wish though. Yeah. And you better wish they come right, you know.
Right. Okay. So let's see, anything else that we want to put out there from Friday that might be happening on the weekend?
Yes, this is how I want that man to look, if you don't mind. I want that man to be in some crisp, nice jeans. I'm saying, and then some white, you know, Air Force Ones or some nice boots or something with a nice, you know, jacket and a nice, you know, dress shirt. If you're looking kind of thuggish, you know, yeah, that'll work for me, too. You know, the whole jean ensemble look good with the little shirt, you know, that says, boom, this is my logo, this is who I am, with some Tims, not the fake Timbos, but the Tim Timbos, the real Tim Timbos, you know, when you put the jean inside and you be like, boom, that's that. Yeah, I'll take that, too. And for my businessman, you know, I love a man with the brim smelling good. Do the scarf, nice shirt, nice jacket. You know, they call it the smoker's jacket, and some nice slacks or some nice jeans with some nice, you know, shoes. There we go. I take that. And then when we get home, just take it all off. Let me just massage everything when you take it all off. Slowly. I'll take it off piece by piece by piece by piece. Yes.
Okay. Also going on this weekend, Hamilton will be at the Official Henderson Theater Trust at the Orpheum Theater. Also, the Ray Darden pop-up show and fashion show will be in Atlanta this weekend at the West Side Cultural Arts and Events Center, Atlanta, Georgia, obviously. And then tomorrow they got, what, the Night Shield Savior release party at the Icon Lounge. That's tomorrow night at the Icon Event Hall in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So those are some things going on this weekend. If you can make it out, make it. And, hey, make sure y'all tell the people at the bar. You mentioned DJ E-Monster and Miss Unbelievable. They will give you a free drink. I'm telling y'all, a free glass of tap water on us. Make sure you tell the bartender who y'all are, okay? I'm just saying. Get your free tap water.
Yes. Free tap water. It will be taste delicious. Think of us when you drink it. You be like, damn, that was the best glass of water ever. I'm
now,
just saying, the best water ever.
I can't guarantee that now. I didn't say how good the water was going to taste. I just said you got a free tap water.
I'm telling them it's going to taste good because they fantasizing about one of us. Come on, man. We sexy as hell. Stay with it. Stay with the.
Okay.
Stay with it now.
Okay, I'm going to let you have that moment. What she said, and remember, if you got any problems, that's what she said, and that's who you should take your problems up with. And that's where we go later. Yeah. So, let's see. We got Monstrous Monday coming up next week. We got Takeover Tuesday, which anybody can do anything. Oh, my goodness. And then we got Wet Wednesday. There was some other stuff I wanted to play, but I can't remember. But something will come up. Well, damn, your call had dropped. Hello, you back now?
Yes, my phone. I don't know if it's raining. What's going on? It's not being happy today. Not happy.
Uh-huh.
Not happy, but that's okay. I'm working it out. I'm trying. It's this new phone that I thought was better. It's better than my other one.
Uh-huh.
My internet is like, did you pay me? I think you did. You may not have. I'm going to cut out. No, I'm going to work. No, I'm going to cut. So I tell you, I got to figure all this out because I'm like, I'm paying. Y'all taking that cash. Can I keep? You know what I'm saying? Can you
yeah.
keep it right?
Right. I'll be getting that bullshit, too. I'll be like, y'all took your money. How come it's saying, oh, you need to pay? I already paid the bill, motherfucker. I already know. It left my account already. Stop playing. Run my shit. All right, check it out. While they
right.
running my shit, while my shit's still running, and we're going to play this last track, and we're going to come back
hey.
And end it out. We're going to get it while the getting is good. This is Mano featuring Jay Hood. It's called Doe. On Monstrous Radio, Friday Night Live. It's talking about getting that money.
We gonna do this one for the fans.
Hey, we live, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go. Yeah, man.
I'm too busy counting dough. You too busy chasing ooh. Getting hated on my floor. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting dough. You too busy chasing ooh. Getting hated on my floor. Living on my goals. I'm too busy counting dough. You too busy chasing oh. I'm too busy counting dough. You too busy chasing oh.
Underlay. I made a killing on Saturday. Look at me falling, my heart away. In the strip club, don't wear rent away. Since the beginning, far as I rent it. Pull up, jump out, these haters offended. Down for my rollie, got diamonds all in it. Chasing that baby, they chasing that tenant. Money, yeah, over. I'm dead, money overdose. Getting cheated while I'm on a boat. Ducking fans for a little dope. Hey, Poppy can't find me, I disappeared on him. Gave me a brick, then I switched numbers on him. Wake up with models that really be real. I can't ignore it, the money keeps coming.
You too busy chasing. Ooh, yeah, they hated on my flow. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting dough. You too busy chasing. Ooh, yeah, they hated on my flow. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting dough. You too busy chasing.
Like over here, light up the city. Couple of pox and a whole lot of biggie. I got a unit in cheese, I'm fitting. Hey, think I'm a savage, car automatic. I don't be tricking, they pop automatic. Pop out the ghost, they thought it was magic. We don't be talking, we load automatic. Too lit to behave, too lit to behave. And I'm chasing, I'm gonna take bread truck. Yup, bread truck, yup. Jealous with the strap on, sports cars, no hat on. Had to hustle hard to let back on. Real, real, no rap song.
Too busy chasing. Ooh, yeah, they hated on my flow. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting. Too busy chasing. Ooh, yeah, they hated on my flow. Now I'm living on my goals. I'm too busy counting. Too busy chasing.
Yeah, so that's Mano.
Okay.
And, you know, Jay Hood, Carl Doe, Monstrous Radio, Friday Night Live. You know how we trying to get it. So time is
unbelievable. I know what I'm trying to get. I ain't trying to get the dough. I made that. I'm trying to get it. I done made the dough. I'm trying to get to that.
What erectile
dysfunction man was trying to get. He's trying to get that D. D. Oh, my bad. Okay.
Oh, Friday Sam. He's going to be live on a Friday night somewhere. I'm just saying.
Hey, somebody got to be live. Somebody got to be live. I'm just saying. Somebody got to be bumping and grinding live somewhere on report, outside in the rain, in the backyard, in their house, at the club, lifting up the dresses and stuff. I'm just saying. Somebody got to be live somewhere. If you are, enjoy. Make it an unbelievable moment. And have a good night. I'm just saying. But thank you for listening.
Right.
That's my shout out. That's all I got. Because I ain't getting
moment.
None. I got him. I got my grandbaby here. She's like, no, grandma. You ain't getting nothing. You ain't going nowhere. Yeah. She kicking me like, get off the phone now. Like, you've been on it for too long. This is enough of this.
I need some attention over here.
Man.
Right. I need some attention over here.
Yeah.
So
when I get off the phone, she ain't even gonna want it. She ain't even gonna want it like most men. You know, you give it to them, they be like, I want your attention. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't want your attention. I'm just saying. You know, I think the kids and the men are the same. Like, don't hang up on me. I'm just saying.
I don't know what the hell just happened. People, I hope y'all know what the hell just happened over there, because I don't have a clue. I threw some shade.
I said men have the same attention span as kids. You give it to them, and then they be like, nah, that's okay, I don't want it. I'm just kidding. I don't want it. I'm just kidding. You know, I'm just saying. I threw a little bit of shade. I said, don't hang up on me, because you hung up on me last time. But, you know.
Okay, so what part did I say I didn't hear what you said and I asked you to repeat it?
I thought you needed a repeat. I thought you needed a repeat.
No,
I thought you said hit the repeat button, buddy.
No, I didn't say that. No, you didn't hear it.
You didn't need to hit a replay?
No.
Okay.
No.
You didn't need to hit a rewind? Okay, so we fast forward now. Let's fast forward. Come on, fast forward to the next. Like, no.
Look, I'm so confused. I'm just gonna hang up.